Prior to COVID, I was one of those people who like to say things like, change is inevitable and everything is transient. The words floating out of my mouth, making me sound like the good Buddhist I wasn't. I wasn't a liar. I just didn't know what I was talking about. Yes, I'd let go of a long marriage and I watched my father die, which 11 years later still feels inconceivable as I scan for him in crowds. Sure, he's out there somewhere. My children have moved away. An important and deep relationship ended this year. My ex-husband is about to move out of state with a new partner. I do understand that things change, but it wasn't until the entire world fell to its knees in what seemed like a matter of days that I felt the truth of impermanence and got an actual taste of the fragility of our lives. The poet Ellen Bass has a beautiful passage in her poem, If You Knew. She says, what would people look like if we could see them as they are, soaked in honey, stung and swollen, reckless, pinned against time? I've read this poem so many times, but I think I preferred it as just a pretty thought, something that would be good to remember when I could, but not practice if I didn't have to. I remember the day in March when I first heard the term sheltering in place and how I kept forgetting it over the days that followed. I'd turn to my daughter and I'd say, sheltering where? What are we doing? Or the day before shutdown when I stood in a packed Whole Foods with at least 200 other people, hardly anyone wearing a mask, me holding my little red shopping basket with a few extra cans of beans because I couldn't imagine a world where I couldn't go back to the store to get what I wanted whenever I wanted it. Then suddenly we were all behind closed doors, veering away from each other on the street because your neighbors, your own family, could get you sick. We didn't know very much then, since there was no leadership, and actually no leadership now. Maybe that's what's gutted me the most, the final bit of illusion ripped away. No big daddy coming to save us. 15 weeks later, it's like the Wild West. Everyone's making their own rules, negotiating the mask, the gloves, deciding whether it's safe to hug the people you love or travel 350 miles to see your mother, who's been alone, because you don't want your final images of each other to be on a Zoom screen. 15 weeks later, and my 25-year-old daughter decides to go to a bonfire with new friends, none of whom are masked, which means she won't go to LA with me to see her grandmother because she might have picked something up, something she could bring home to me, which I could take home to my mother. 15 weeks later, with no vaccine in sight, and we're beginning to wonder if it's possible that a year from now, our lives won't look much different than the way they look today. It's a lot to hold. I cry almost every day, sometimes for the things I've lost, but mostly, I believe, for the fragility of it all, the impermanence, something I understood theoretically, but not in my heart. My friend with cancer, she didn't flinch when the virus came. This is so much like my diagnosis, Siska said. You're stripped of the known, the habitual. There's a loss of the familiar self at all levels. The illusion of health, your profession, your relationships, your very identity, everything that you thought was you, a given, is gone. Having cancer, Siska said, was like entering an endless hallway with one door closing and no new door in sight. And now we have COVID, she said. We're all in the collective hallway. And what do we do in the hallway? I asked her. You decorate it, she said. You engage with uncertainty. It's not a place to move away from, but a place to sink into and be with. Be here now. Another slogan I want to be careful to use, something to be practiced and not preached, certainly by me. Still, there have been moments like yesterday, resting in the shade of the side porch with my cat Gray on my lap, staring at the crows in the trees overhead, or the spontaneous bath in the middle of the day because I needed some quiet comfort. There's magic here, Siska said, the magic of turmoil. We don't know what our lives are going to look like on the other side of this, and so we're in a transformational time. Things are less solid, and in that more malleable state, in this hallway, magic, possibility lies. Siska reminds me that caterpillars dissolve before they turn into butterflies. If you cut open a cocoon, caterpillar soup will ooze out. I'll hold that thought today because holding on to something, even a thought, feels better than holding on to nothing. We're in uncertainty soup. change is inevitable, and change can be beautiful, as our caterpillar friends teach us. You just can't rush the goo.